Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live, on the air, and online right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the troublesome issues of real life, we invite you to call now. The number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Or the full number, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We all face situations where anxiety could be an inevitability. There's just all kinds of trials and tribulations that we go through in this world, in our personal lives. And then we look at the world at large and we see all that is happening. I mean, the bombing in Manhattan, the bombing in Elizabeth, New Jersey, all the things that went on over the weekend up in the northeast. We see all kinds of stuff happening, and you just get a sense that this world is hopeless. And, you know, what's tomorrow going to be like? What's the next year going to be like? And as you keep projecting further and further out, the picture gets bleaker and darker. And that just fills the heart and soul with all kinds of anxiety. And how do we overcome that? And that's what we want to talk about on today's broadcast. So if you are in an anxious situation, if you're feeling a sense of anxiety, call us. We would love to point you to the Word of God and show you some steps that you can take to start the fight against anxiety and to exchange that for the peace of God. And that number to call is 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. So call right now. We would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. But this anxiety thing is a real deal, and there's various levels. You know, there are folks that it becomes extreme and they suffer panic attacks and anxiety attacks and that sort of thing. Others just experience normal ranges of anxiety, but it's something that disturbs us on the inside. It really messes up our internal equilibrium, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But we have a powerful weapon against it, and here Paul says that weapon is prayer. That if we would present our requests to God with an attitude of thanksgiving, and I think that's very key to overcoming anxiety, is to recognize that we can be thankful in the midst of any circumstance that we have. And Richard, tell us about some of the things that we can be thankful for, regardless of what's going on around us as believers in Christ.
Well, there's the first issue. We're thankful for something apart from the circumstance. Nobody's ever told you sanely to be thankful for the circumstance. That's the wrong thing. This is where we get to exercise faith. What have we been given? What can we be thankful for that is real and transcends all the craziness? Well, let's start at the beginning. We've got Jesus. He came and he died for sin once for all. If we accept him, we get eternal life because of his resurrection, and we get to experience the benefits of the forgiveness he provided. So right there, the two biggest issues are solved. The spiritual death that we had and the cause of that death, which is sin. So if those two things are taken care of, now you can move on to another level. You can thank Jesus that he's living inside of you and your mind is being renewed. But my mind doesn't feel renewed. That's okay. He's working on it. He's presenting you a choice. The Spirit is saying to you, you don't have to live in the flesh. You can live by the Spirit and therefore successfully live in the flesh. We live in the flesh in this world. That's the part of us that's impacted by all these circumstances. So when you begin to realize that we've been given everything we need for life and godliness, that we've been given all the spiritual blessings in Christ, that we, for all intents and purposes, we're already seated with Christ in the heavenly places. When you begin to think about those things and to say, thank you, Jesus, it takes our mind off the circumstance and fixes our eyes on Jesus, and now we've got the power to deal with the circumstance. As long as we're dealing with the circumstance in our own strength, our own ability, oh man, do I have enough money saved? Well, the answer is always no. Now what are you going to do?
Right.
So if you get focused on Jesus and allow his power to start working through you and within you, he will change your thinking. That will change your emotions, and you'll be able to choose wisely moving forward.
Yeah. So in the sea of life, these temptations, these trials, these difficult circumstances that we all go through, that we all face, there's a measure of uncertainty.
Yes.
And that uncertainty is what bubbles up anxious thoughts and anxious feelings and grips us to the point where we can't see anything that is certain in front of us. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have to focus our eyes on Christ, because he is the certain one. There is no uncertainty in Christ. His love remains constant. His forgiveness is true. The fact that we are right in his sight and he is in our midst, he is with us. His presence is there with us. Those things are certain. So in this act of prayer with thanksgiving, what we're doing is exchanging the uncertainties of life for the certainty of Christ.
Yes.
And in that certainty, we find peace, and that peace becomes the guard, the sentinels protecting our hearts and our minds. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need. That's what we need more than anything. We need someone that will guard our hearts and minds, and God has given that to us in the person of Christ.
Yes.
And the peace that he brings to us. So why is prayer such a powerful weapon against anxiety? Because it enables us to exchange the uncertainties of life, the things that are causing us to be anxious, with the certainty of our Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that absolutely nothing can separate us from the love of God. Mm-hmm. And that is an incredible rock to stand on.
Sure is.
Well, this is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher, along with Richard Pfeiffer. We welcome you to call at any time. 844-322-2742 is the number. 844-322-2742 is the number. Prayer is our subject this month, and there is so much confusion out there about this topic of prayer. There's so many questions that are swirling around, and we want to simplify prayer for you. We want you to really understand the simplicity of it, and also the profound nature of it. And that's why we've produced this CD called The Prayer That Matters.
Yes.
Prayer That Matters. We want to put that in your hands. I think it will just rip through all the confusion that you may have, answer the questions, and really connect you to Christ in a powerful way, where you long for prayer and enjoy prayer and just have a ball sharing life with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we want to put this in your hands. It's available to you this month for any contribution to Basic Gospel. And you can go to basicgospel.net, hit the support link or donate link, and it will tell you all about this wonderful CD, this wonderful resource, and how you can order it. Just follow the instructions. Request your copy along with your gift to Basic Gospel this month. I think it will be a wonderful resource to help you in your walk with Christ Jesus. And I think you will really come to enjoy prayer like you've never enjoyed it before. I know that is what's happening in my life.
Yes.
I've been praying for things that, I haven't prayed for in the past. And I've just enjoyed this personal, intimate conversation with Jesus. And that's what prayer is all about. So go and get this resource, listen to it, and I think it's just going to change your prayer life forever.
Yes.
Well, 844-322-2742 is the number. Call right now. We would love to talk to you. We're going to go to Fort Worth, Texas, and talk to Daniel, listening to us on KWRD. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Doing fantastic.
Yeah, doing great.
What's on your mind?
Okay, so, a couple of things, but the first one, we're talking about prayer this month on your broadcast, and anxiety is a thing that I live with every day. But on the prayer side, first of all, when it comes to the utterings and groanings of the Holy Spirit, this has been told to me that every believer should be and want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. I grew up in Baptist. They didn't really do that. And for the longest time, I was an atheist. And I've talked to you guys before. But my thing is there something wrong that I don't feel the Holy Spirit and I'm not uttering and groaning? Does that mean that the prayer language that they're talking about isn't as powerful as normal prayer? And with that being said, secondary, I live with anxiety every day, but I'm so grateful for the love of Christ because I know that I'll never be apart from Him. But the one thing that I'm two things that I'm anxious about the most is the inevitable, growing old, and then eventually passing from this place. Even though I know at the end of the day the Lord has me in the Book of Lambs, I'm still anxious and it still brings me down. And it's like someone just walks up and punches you in the gut and ruins your entire day. It doesn't matter what you're doing.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Really well put.
Yes, yes, indeed. And it's kind of the world we live in, isn't it, Daniel?
Yeah.
It's a tough place. Well, a couple of things. You've asked several questions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that could be adding to your anxiety is this question about praying in the Spirit, speaking in tongues, and being baptized by the Holy Spirit. You know, is something wrong with me that I'm not engaging in that? Is something wrong with me that that's not something that I actually want? And I think the scripture will help clear that up. First and foremost, Daniel, all of us have been baptized by the Holy Spirit. That happened the moment you were saved. You can't be a Christian unless you've been baptized by the Holy Spirit and placed into the body of Christ. So you're a believer. Because you're a believer, you have been baptized into Christ. Paul said this in Romans 6, that we have all been baptized into Christ. And we have to realize that. So we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Now that is spiritual baptism. We celebrate that through water baptism, but it's the spiritual baptism that matters. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 in verse 13, it says, "For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, we were all given the one Spirit to drink." So you have been baptized in the Spirit, by the Spirit, placed into the body of Christ. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So when somebody says that you can receive Christ one day and then receive the Holy Spirit another day, they are going against what the Word of God has to say, because those two are in one accord. So if you receive Christ, you're receiving the fullness of the Godhead. You're receiving God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. Okay? So the Spirit comes to live inside of you. Now, as far as the gifts of the Spirit, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. So to some, he gives the gift of knowledge. Some, he gives the gift of faith. To another, the gift of healing, miraculous powers, all of these things. So what he's saying is not everyone has the same gift. We have different gifts, and we're to use those gifts for the edifying of the body of Christ, so that the body of Christ can fulfill its glorious purpose in the world at large. So, Daniel, you have a spiritual gift. I don't know what that is, But God has given you a spiritual gift to be used for the benefit of the body so that the body can carry out its function in the world. So obviously you haven't been given the gift of tongues. I haven't been given that gift. So somebody says you need to pray in tongues. Well, you just simply say, I don't have that gift. God hasn't equipped me with that. And then they'll say, well, that's just a language. You should be able to speak that. And then they might take you in a back room and try to teach you how to do that. Well, that's not spirit-induced. That's man-made stuff. So I don't think you have to worry whether or not you're going to speak in tongues or pray in tongues. Now, there may be things that come about in your life, and you have no earthly idea how to pray about it. Well, the Spirit will be praying on your behalf, but that won't be manifested through this utterance, through some gibberish or something that's coming out of your mouth. That's just going to be a communication from God's Spirit within you to your Heavenly Father. And you will see the benefits of that in time. So if there's something that you don't know how to pray about, trust the Spirit to be praying on your behalf in that regard. So that's what it means when Paul says the Spirit groans within us. That has nothing to do with speaking a heavenly language or speaking in tongues. That's simply the Spirit of God communicating on our behalf in certain situations. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of clarification. I mean, why it calls me, you guys are awesome.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, the Word of God simplifies a lot of things for us. We like to complicate. We like to, I think, make ourselves look more spiritual than we need to be by doing some of these acts. I think if we just go to the Word in humility, I think God will reveal to us truth. And when He does, we'll see the simplicity, the elegance, the beauty, and the power of it. So you're in relationship with God. You're in relationship with God because you've been saved by grace, because Jesus has come to live inside of you through His Spirit. And you can talk with Him every day about all sorts of things. And when you get stuck in the mud as for how to pray about something, you can trust the Spirit of God is praying on your behalf. And that's good news. And that can give you comfort in the midst of this crazy world that we live in. I mean, if I know that I have Christ with me 24/7, 365, that truth in and of itself brings me comfort and calms my anxious heart. I'm in this with Him. He's in this with me. And boy, that makes a majority right there. And we can count on God to be working on our behalf in all situations and all things to turn it together for our good. Does that make sense, my friend?
Yes, it does. So much, because that's something that I've struggled with for a couple of years, you know, and I read it and I understand, and then, you know, some people, not everybody, not an entire congregation, but some of the peers and such, they're all like, well, that's because you're not praying in the Spirit. And I'm all like, well, I don't even know how y'all do that. You know what I mean?
Well, let me make that even simpler. To pray in the Spirit is to simply pray according to the will of God. It's to pray in truth. The opposite of that is praying in the flesh.
Yes.
And if you're a child of God, you're not in the flesh. You can only pray up, prayers that you're hoping to gratify the desires of the flesh. So I think you'll know the difference pretty easily between those two. Praying in the Spirit is simply praying according to God's will, praying according to truth, not according to fleshly desires. So, again, that just kind of makes it simple, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Thank you, guys. So.
Well, Daniel, hold the line. We'll send you our resource this month, Prayer That Matters, and I hope it'll be a big help to you, okay, my friend? You hold on. Well, for anybody else that would like Prayer That Matters, it's available for a gift to Basic Gospel this month. And in giving to Basic Gospel, you're going to help spread the good news, the simplicity of the gospel to people all over the world. We cover the North American continent with the good news through Sirius XM, through CSN Radio, and there are some 370 stations and 9 or 10 other stations around the country. Mm-hmm. And your gift will help continue this broadcast ministry, delivering the simplicity of the good news so that folks can be connected to the certainty of God's love. So give generously, and our thanksfulness to you will be in the form of this Prayer That Matters.
Yes.
So we look forward to hearing from so many of you, and you can donate at basicgospel.net. So let's go to Bastrop and talk with Aaron. Hi, Aaron. You're on the
doing
air.
How are you doing? We're doing well.
Good.
Thanks for taking my call, and I like what you told the previous caller about going to the Word just in humility and simple faith, and God always has the answer. You know, I was one of them guys that, you know, sometimes you listen to people, you wonder, do you have the Spirit? But it's all found in the Word of God. When Paul wrote the Ephesians, he said, the day you believe, when you trusted and when you believe, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You know, so the answer is always in the Word of God when we go there. But my question today is, I just like the way you said that. My question today, what is the, I know I've seen, like, Paul, some of his letters he wrote, he said, you know, Paul, an apostle by the will of God. And I read other places where it says it was the effectual call of God. And what's the difference between the effectual call of God and just the call of God? And my question, I guess, is the effectual call of God, does, you know, like I think in several other places said that God called me from my mother's womb. So does that person have to respond to the call? I guess that's my question, if you kind of understand what I'm saying here. Or is that he just naturally, God calls him, and he's just going to be an apostle without even responding to the call?
Well, Aaron, the grace of God has gone out to the world. Paul said in Titus, the grace of God has appeared to all men. But we know that this way of salvation is by grace through faith in Jesus. So the through faith makes the call effectual. Grace through faith, that becomes the effectual call of God. That's when salvation actually occurs. So the gospel message is going out to everyone, calling them to come unto Jesus. And those whose hearts have been humbled by life circumstances, who have come to the end of themselves, that gospel message pierces the heart, and there's a reality that takes place. They go from death to life. There's others that hear the call and yet reject, and they reject because of their own pride, their own sinfulness, their own desire to stay in the dark. Light came into the world, but they love darkness more. And so they're choosing to stay in the dark. So those that respond to this gospel message, I think that's by grace through faith in Jesus becomes their reality. They go from death to life. And then in living out that life, seeing that life being lived out through them, that makes their calling even more sure, doesn't it?
Right.
They
right.
see the
right.
evidence of the life right. of Christ being lived out in them. Well, Aaron, I hope that helps. We're out of time on today's broadcast. Great question. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Yeah. Richard, thanks for a great program today.
Quick day.
Oh, my goodness, this just flew by.
Yes.
Again, Prayer That Matters, available to anyone who gives to Basic Gospel this month. Just go to basicgospel.net, click the donate link, and follow all the instructions. Look forward to another live broadcast tomorrow. Until then, we'll see you.